which was the price. It does have the model number, but there wasn't anything required in this particular bid regarding services or sizes or anything of that nature other than the model numbers.
Huff, is there anything else we need to look at?
No, not that we've saw.
What would you need?
There's nothing that we would. What he's asking is something I've been able to bring up. Is should there be a recommendation from maybe? I know Randy and Huff actually talked to the mechanics about the problems that we have with some vehicles versus maintenance problems on other vehicles, and I didn't know whether there was any
warranty maintenance is included in there. Yeah.
Well, for how many years? And then after that, then that's when we got to start paying for them. So then you got to look at resale value. There's a lot of other factors besides just lowest price.
So you want to put that's between you and Roan Bridge. If you want to put the recommendation on hold, that's up to you guys. Supply that. I mean, I can give you a copy of the bid response.
That's okay.
We're fine. Yeah, we're fine with everything. I think that you're misunderstanding.
I say that's why saying. I just said, "Hey Huff, is there anything we need to look at?" So that's my
question. Huff.
No, you're happy with the lowest one on there.
Okay,
so you're happy with the Kendall?
Yeah, very dependable.
Okay. And they all had similar responses regarding the requirements on warranties and things of that nature. The delivery was the only thing that varied. And everybody else had much longer delivery times than these guys. So I don't know if that entered into it much with Mr. Hayes' recommendation or not.
We purchasing one?
Yes.
Okay. Move to award bid number 201610-351 to MHC Kenworth, the amount of $68,415.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify the vendor and I'll submit a legal draft for agreement to the legal department.
Thank you. I've got those check numbers, guys, if you want.
Okay. We'll go back on the agenda, back up to accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 442715 through 442724, 442726 through 442796. That leaves out check numbers 442714 and check number 442725 until we can further discuss those.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Which one?
One underneath you.
Yep, sorry.
Give me back the check number down.
University of Missouri Extension update. Thanks.
Good morning. Nellie couldn't be here today, so I'm here. And just reporting with 4-H, we had our enrollment start this past October, and I've been here for probably a little over a year and a half, we had two clubs that had enrollees in them, participants in them, and now we have seven clubs with probably about at least 20 kids or so in each club. The only thing that kind of hinders me from signing up as many kids is online access, especially in this county. A lot of people just don't have access to the web, and with 4-H, all of our enrollment is online. But you can see that 4-H is involved in a lot of community service. We were at the Grape Festival. These kids just do a really good job, and they're going to keep on growing. So with Nellie's reports, she's doing a lot of things, but I think the biggest thing on her mind right now is the VITA program, the tax program that we provide. That'll start in January. So she still needs volunteers for that. And we also need volunteers for our Extension Council to run for Extension Council. So I think those are the two things that Nellie is really trying to recruit for right now. We also have an impact report from Tim Schnockenberg, who's our agronomy specialist. And you can see a lot of interesting programs going on. I know the Growing the Grower, I don't know if Nellie has mentioned that, but a lot of classes for our producers and farmers who are coming up. And, of course, we still have Jim Worth in our office through next month, and you can see a lot of the similar programs that he runs, and he's kind of gearing those down now. Barb has finished with the farmer's market. I think our presence at the farmer's market has been a really great one for Barb and for Extension as a whole, and she's really helped me out trying to get to a lot more schools, which I've done as well. So, and then we have Will Knuckles' report. He does a lot of similar programs there with Tim Schnockenberg. It's been great that MU has a partnership with MSU and can provide these graduate students. So do you guys have any questions?
No, but I do.
Would like for the news media to report on the need for the VITA. It's been a great program for Taney County citizens. I think Taney and Stone County are involved in that, and then it's separated in the results of what they accomplish from Stone and Taney. But those, and then the membership. The membership is another thing that sometimes it's election time for the members before really somebody will say, well, I wish I knew about that, you know, and this and that. So the report by the news media on those two particular events are things that would be, for the Extension Council, very important. You know how much we appreciate that VITA program. Over the years, we've seen an increase in that, and the tax savings that it saves individuals is great. It's a great service to the county.
Yeah, I think not only that, but when they come in to get their taxes done, they realize all the other programs that we can support them with. You know, just me being in the office a lot, people will come because they have pests in their home. Or, you know, they do want to get their kids involved in 4-H. And so we have a lot of follow-up questions. We don't just help them with the VITA, but it kind of opens that door that they know all the things that we can help them out with. So it is a great program, and I think they also have it in Christian County. They just started last year, and so Nellie helps out with that too.
Oh, so there'll be another added.
Yes.
Assistance program.
Not as many days as we have like 4 days a week of VITA going on, so it's probably one of the strongest programs here in this county.
Those volunteers are just super people to deal with. I hear compliments on them all the time, so that's when someone feels like they need to reach out and help the community. That's one of the things that's very important, and they can get involved in that VITA program. But just like to mention that as a former Extension Council member, I know there's a little banquet held for those individuals each year, and a little award set out, but it doesn't reach anywhere close to the work that they put in. So.
No, and they're great guides. You know, when I first got this job, people on the Extension Council and the commission as well really helped guide me. And Extension can be so many things to a county, and it's really the council that helps guide us to what the needs are for the people in the county. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements. College of the Ozarks.
I was a little bit confused on that one. I thought we'd already done it. Do you know, Brandon? I thought we'd already went through that process.
No. That this is for the at the end of Lake Shore Drive to expand the turnaround to where we can turn around.
Yeah, this isn't the Acacia Club.
That's not Acacia, no.
Because they've got the property down there being in, they're letting us have some where we can extend our.
Right.
It's costing us a dollar. You know what I'm talking about, Danny?
Yeah, I still thought we already had that done. But I'm mistaken, and we'll go ahead and.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right of way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public roads by and between Taney County and College of the Ozarks.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Where's this next one at?
The next one's in Taneyville. Well, before you get to Taneyville, it's an area where anytime we get heavy rain, it fills over the road, and we've got to build the road up.
Is this the one that
takes off to the left? If
takes off the left, and so they did all the studies to make sure there wasn't right. going to be any issues if we fill it in.
Right. And that will just give us the right of way to do the back slopes.
To do
the
back slopes.
Slopes.
Okay. Mike, with Dan, the fill. You remember that one?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Move to. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Move to approve grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right of way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and, is it the New Vision General Baptist Church?
Yeah, they're the president of it signed it, Dean Dunn.
Yeah, I'll second the motion.
Yep.
I know where it's at.
By and between Taney County and the New Vision General Baptist Church.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
I think you got the next one too, don't you?
Oakmont Community Exchange of Services Agreement.
Has there not been any changes into the prior agreements that we've had with them before?
This time, the only thing we put in there would, instead of chipping and sealing every year like they had requested, we put in there as needed.
As needed. That's
right.
That's good.
Because it will last, you know, no more traffic than they have probably 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Before it needs to be redone.
What are we getting at exchange?
They're taking care of a lot of our roads. They do a lot of our snow removal.
They help on snow removal because of their members of their community there, the Oakmont community.
I have I was out there where the road crew was at a couple of weeks ago or a week or so ago, and when you start hitting all those little roads and there's snow removal, they do a lot of work for us.
They do.
And anything that we can do to agree on those kind of things.